Lokhu kwethulwe namhla emhlanganweni okhutshelwe ebulenjini be-internet oqoqwe inhlanganiso ye-intatheli zindaba ye-Association of Foreign Press Correspondents kwele Melika ibambisana le-PepsiCo. Abethule lokhu bagoqela usicamfundo Abel Week ose-North Dakota State University, umnumzana Jim Andrew, umqondisi we-PepsiCo, lo mnumzana Adam Kiel, umqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Soil and Water Outcomes Fund nabanye. Usicamfundo Week uthi kuqakathekile ukusekela abalimi abasebenzisa umhlabathi.
Work for those practices, I think that helps accelerate the adoption and breaks down that barrier a little bit. So I think that's one role that we can play within our organizations is helping to build those networks for those farmers who are interested in these practices, want to adopt.
Kuqakathekile ukuba kubunjwe amaqembu abalimi abalakho ukuba beqhube uhlelo lwe-regenerative agriculture. Kumele sikusekele lokhu.
For the next generation.
U-Andrew uthi abalimi baqa kathike kakhulu kuhlelo lwe regenerative agriculture.
Every farmer is different, every farmer is the same. You know, there is a common set of they are on the land.
Abalimi bonke bayafana bephinde behlukane ngabakwenzayo. Bonke bakhangelane lezomhlaba ngendlela ezithiyeneyo. Ukulima kulenzuzo njalo kwesinye isikhathi akulanzuzo.
They need the educational piece to know what it is they're doing, but they're still concerned about how do I take care of what I have? How do I get a good crop? Take risks out of that system.
Umnumzana Everson Ndlovu, ingcweti kwezokulima osebenza e-National University of Science and Technology, uyakusekela lokhu.
Nxa sikhuluma nge-regenerative agriculture, sibhekene le ndaba yokutshintsha komkhathi. Ama programs analawa esithi thina of late climate smart agriculture. Indaba zabo gatshopu, yebo sisakunika amabizo amanye amaningi ningi, intwasa, fumvudza, conservation farming, kuchiyene in terms of ukubiza ukuthi ungapi. But basically is climate smart agriculture. Kuyasiza. Nga ukangeke ugatshopu for example, ukepa igodi lapha. Ikuthi liyana mhlayizulu isinga liyagcina amanzi. Loba emalutshwane liyagcina amanzi. Okuhlindizela ukuthi kube kuhle ukuthi nxa uhlangene laphana uyendlala imanzi. Uyathatha amahlamvu amasanga wendlale uzama ukuthi reduce i-evaporation. Ukuthi amanzi angabaleki ayemkhathini. It's like uyavayela phansi. So what happens ukuthi even komile, the little water engene phansi khonapho is retained for an elongated period, kumbeni it for a longer time. Khonokho kwenza ukuthi ngesikhathi amabele ekhule laphana, amanye angala khonokho, angala mulch, athe sitsha, akhe abe mahle. It has helped a lot, it has changed sibili impilo zabantu, ngoba ufica ukuthi in a bad year, umuntu ohambe ngalolo hlobo lukagatshopu uyathola ngcono kakhulu.
UNdlovu uthi abalimi kumele benze konke okulondoloza umhlabathi.
Asikhangelanga kuphela in terms of ama-crops, nxa sikhuluma nge-climate smart agriculture. Endaweni ezomileyo njengabokhezi ngapha kithi ngapha, you know, imatopu, Gwanda, Bedbridge and stuff like that. Siyananzela futhi ukuthi because of climate change, la madlelo aya encipha. So we encourage ama farmers ukuthi athi go for small livestock, ombuzi lava, imvundla leyi, inkukhu zeze emakhaya leziyana. I-small livestock ayidli njengenkomo, yebo inkomo siyayifuna nyakwazi, but you tend to benefit more if you go i-direction ye-small livestock. Kuyatshisa phela. So i-small livestock is kind of resistant to ama-droughts la. So kuyaphathisa kakhulu. So these are the ways. Lapho futhi nxa usulima laphana sithi sembukile ekulimeni futhi. Ekulimeni khonaphana abanye bakhala ngokuthi angila mahlamvu. Uyakwanisa nokuhlanyela, asithi usufake isivuno sakho phansi sesimile laphana. Uyahlanyela amakhabe, amajodo, anabayo. Lawo ayakhava indawo yakho. Aya acta njengani? Njengemulch. Kubuye futhi ngithi kanengi besikhangela ukuthi abantu bayenza ugatshopu but bale lokho behlangela umumbu. Let's also go for small grain. Esithi lezo suku i-traditional grains, unyawuthi, ibele, uphoko. Let's go for small grain. Ngoba i-small grain lazo zilakho ukuthi zithi withstand ini ama-drought, ama-dry conditions. So kuyaphathisa futhi. Singagijimisa umumbu thina semathebhelenti ngoba wonke umuntu udla umumbu. You rather lime ibele lakho nxa ungafuna ukudla isitshwa sakhona ulithengise uyethenga impuphu yani yomumbu, but you have made money then.
Unkosikazi Sikhanyiso Masina, umlimi wesigabeni seNyamandlovu, uthi bayaluthakazelela kakhulu uhlelo lolu.
Gantshompo uyanceda kakhulu, akubi lendlala nxa ungalima ngogantshompo. Wona lana amagodi asiza ukubamba amanzi, amabele abe sekhula ukuthi kuba lesivuno. Kulamsebenzi yebo ye, kodwa awulaluki ungafunanga abantwana babafi ngendlala ngenkakakajobo izifuyo nazo ziyathola ukudla sesafundiswa ukulima ukulimela izifuyo utshani bentomo buyancedisa kakhulu okumangalisayo awulaluki ungatholanga amathole iinkomo zakho ziyadropha ifeni every year ngokuzincedisa ngotshani bonobo esibulimayo lo mhlabathi ziyawuvuselela ikakhulu ingasebenzisi i-fertilizer le esikholiswa nguhulumente i-fertilizer esiholayo sifaka emhlabathini lekathi sayifake emhlabathi sayiselani lo mhlabathi kube sekusenza umhlabathi uhlale ulokhu uvedini unjalo loba uthima usintshanisa kakuwugugudi umhlabathi kuyawuvuselela kakhulu kube sekusenza lesivino sephezulu
umhlangano lo okhutshwe ebulenjini be-intanethi kwele melika ugqitshwa namuhla ngimele iStudio 7 ngise Washington DC ngingoGibbs Dube.